that was full this morning, and there's people just coming in buying all the wines on specials. I think they must be buying it early just to beat the budget and for Christmas. Usually it's a Thursday and a Friday you'd see people buying bottles of wine, maybe on a Sunday as well, but never 6 and 7 or 8 at a time.
That's Emmett Egan, who manages my local supermarket in Dublin.
In the last hour or two, we must have sold about 100 bottles of wine, just in the last hour.
A €1 increase on a bottle of wine from midnight may have prompted a rush to the aisles. Outside on the street, a frost is taking shape on car windscreens, and it's going to cost more to tax cars in the Republic next year. But a property tax is one of the main showstoppers of Budget 2013.
Moving to a property tax in general, I think, is probably a good idea because it leads to a more sustainable taxation base. However, at the moment, I don't think people can afford it.
That's Stephen Donnelly, an independent TD for Wicklow and East Carlow.
So people in the negative equity generation are looking at the following. They bought something, let's say in 2005, they paid €30,000 stamp duty on that. It's now in negative equity. They can't get rid of it. Mortgage rates are going up. It's taking every penny they have. A lot of them are distressed mortgages. And now the government has come along and said, this thing that you have, this tax, this yoke around your neck, we're now going to tax you for the privilege of owning that debt. It's absolutely outrageous.
Cuts had to be made. And while the core rates of social welfare were unchanged, child benefit will be cut. Something Labour Party TD Eoin O'Riordan admits will be difficult for people to take.
There are difficult measures, nobody pretending that there isn't. We've protected education, which is the biggest investment in people's futures that we possibly can. But we went in to protect the poor and the middle-income families. Fine Gael went into the budget negotiations to protect the rich. We found a budget which I think is fair.
Class sizes in private schools will also rise, which opponents say disproportionately affects more Protestant schools.
I don't accept that. I think it disproportionately affects those who have more money to send their kids to fee-paying schools. You don't look at this measure in regards to what religion people have. If there's 55 sort of schools in the state, they're supported by the state. In terms of the subsidy that we give to pay for teachers who teach in those schools, they're exclusive in nature.
The fine print of the budget will take shape in the coming days, but Stephen Donnelly disagrees with the politics of austerity.
Today is the latest chapter in a failed austerity-only approach. Do we need to correct the budget deficit? Yes, we do. But if that's all you're doing, if all you're doing is sucking money out of the economy and giving it to dead banks, you do not get economic recovery.
The finance minister said the Irish financial crisis could be summarised in one word, debt. The fallout from Budget 2013 for many can also be summarised in a word, choices.
I'm on a pension. I'm going to have to make choices between whether I keep my 77-year-old husband warm or whether I feed him, because that's the choices we'll be making. Do we put meat on the table, or do we heat the house?